Hey, everybody. How you doing? Hi, it's Clint Beachwood, and it's the Day at the Beach podcast number 78. Welcome to the show. I'm feeling pretty good today. I think spring is in the air, and I think a lot of us are happy to see it come, aren't we? Anyway, it's a fun hour of surf music heading your way. Going to start off with the West Samoa Surfer League out of Germany. They're going to do a song called Point Zero off their Moments of Truth EP. And later on in the podcast, I have a very cool giveaway to let you know about. So stay tuned for that. I'm pretty happy about this. Not only do I have one, but I have four. So this is it is a good day here in the Day at the Beach studios. So let's get going, okay? I'm going to play this West Samoa Surfer League, and I got tons of other new stuff, a few old stuff, and we should just have just a great time together, okay? Thanks again for listening. Thanks for tuning it in, and let's get going in this. This is Point Zero. My name is Clint. This is podcast number 78.
Seeing as how you're carrying a gun, Mexicano. Let's see if you know how to use it.
Thank you. Blue Serpent's spot.
I'm going to start again.
The Supertones from a continues to be the Supertones. We can just fade those guys out, right? Okay, thanks. Anyway, hi, my name's Clint. This is the Day at the Beach podcast number 78. Let's see, Biarritz Boys are up next, so stay tuned. I'm way out of whack here. But yes, the Biarritz Boys are up next. They're going to play a song called Gaza Surf here in just a second. After I announce what songs I just played, like with the Supertones doing Morbus from the Live Volume 2 CD that they put out. The Detonators before that, a rare appearance by the Detonators on the podcast. They did First Point from a Live at Susie's Bar and Grill recording that comes. Susie's is up in Hermosa Beach, which was at one point extremely surf-friendly. Meryl Fankhauser has a brand new CD out called Area 51 Suite, and we heard Crash Landing off of that. Almost all instrumentals this time around by Mr. Fankhauser. So the Surfaders before that with El Pistolero Desmemoriado. El Pistolero Desmemoriado. Okay, that's what it says. And the West Samoa Surfer League started things off with .0. Let me tell you, the giveaway I have coming up is a brand new, wrapped, sealed, never been looked at, DVD of Reverb Junkies. Yes, Steve Segrin has sent me several copies of this to promo, and I am gladly going to give one of these away for the next several podcasts. So, and I'll let you know how to win one of those here after the next break. So let's get into these Beer Ritz boys, okay, and let the show continue.
We'll be right back.
Okay. The Eight Men doing El Tortura off of their 7-plus Inches of Love, recently put out by Double Crown Records, along with the song just before that by Aloha Screwdriver, a brand new CD called The Haunted Planet, and we heard Creature Screecher. The Blue Demons out of Canada did Beatnik Bandit off their self-titled CD. The High Fidelix, also a self-titled CD with Mondo Rondo. And the Biarritz Boys did Gaza Surf. That comes from their Come and Enjoy CD. Let's see, Reverb Junkies CD. Excuse me, Reverb Junkies DVD, a film by Steve Segrin, is available right here for your viewing and listening pleasure. It's basically a movie about the modern Southern California surf scene. Steve, I'm sure he took several years putting this film together. He was filming shows left and right for a long, long time. And you can win it right here at A Day at the Beach. Just be the first person to contact me and tell me, in the official trailer of Reverb Junkies, how many times is the word reverb said? Check that out, okay? So you have to go to YouTube, look for the official trailer, Reverb Junkies trailer. Watch it. See how many times the word reverb is used. Email me, contact me somehow, and I will throw this in the mail to you, okay? It's the full-length, brand-new copy of Reverb Junkies, all right? Cool. Let's see. Pedro Diablo and Los Cadaveras, a little-known band, have a CD here called El Cuerno del Chivo, and they're going to do a song called El Hoyo, right here on A Day at the Beach, number 78.
We'll be right back.
going back a few years there with the Galaxies. Excuse me. I had the privilege of interviewing Paul Johnson for the whole two-hour radio show several years ago over at KCR Radio, where I do a surf music radio show there at San Diego State's college radio station. And I still do. You can pick it up at kcrlive.com every Thursday from 3 to 5 here San Diego time. Anyway, Paul brought along several songs that he of bands that he has been in, and the Galaxies being one of them, and we just heard Birdland. So I thought I'd play that. I haven't pulled that out for a long time. Let's see here. Before that, we heard Ben Rogers' Instrumental Asylum. This guy comes out of Australia and has a CD called Instrumentally Disturbed. And we heard the song Never Cease to Amaze. And Pedrito Diablo before that with El Hoyo. Let's see. Anything else? Yeah, speaking of Australia, there's a band called The Goofy Footer. The Goofy Footers? Or is it just called Goofy Footer? Regardless, they are in the process of recording some interview questions for me. I've asked them some over the internet. They're recording them and sending them to me. And I'm going to be playing that back hopefully next week. We'll have all these things, not next week, but next podcast. And I hope to have the interview in place, and I will be playing that on the next podcast. That will be podcast 79. So fun to hear from people from Australia and their take on surf music or instrumental music, however the take case may be. This time, at least, with Goofy Footer. And I hope to be able to do this with some other bands from around the world. It's quite cool what you can do with the internet, and why not take full advantage of it, right? Anyway, from not quite so far as Australia, but from Nashville, Tennessee, come the Crazy Aces from their brand new and only CD so far entitled Greatest Hits Volume 2. This is Invasion of Malibu. We'll be right back. All right, that was Vegas Beach, another band out of Canada for today's show. We heard Midnight Vegas Blue. It comes from their CD, Dark Side of the Beach. And before that, the Turbosonics did Zombie a Go-Go from a self-titled CD. And the Crazy Aces with Invasion of Malibu. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. I have one more song. I'm going to wrap things up. Good luck with the Reverb Junkies DVD. It's a pretty cool movie, especially if you want to know what's going on here in Southern California in the surf music world. I make a short appearance in the film in several different spots, so it was kind of fun recording that for Steve. Let's see, anything else? Goofy Footer, I hope to have an interview of them next week. Next podcast, that is. Have a good Easter this Sunday. And I think that's it. Going to wrap things up with the Space Cossacks doing the Space Victory theme off their Interstellar Stomp CD. I think this came out in 97 or close to it. So cool stuff still. You know what? 15 years later, it's an awesome CD. My name is Clint Beachwood. It's been podcast number 78. Thanks so much for listening. Check my playlist out. Tons of different places. And feel free to email me anywhere. And if you want on the email list to alert you of the current release of the most recent podcast, let me know that too. Just tell me you want to be on the mailing list. All right, I'll be back next time with another copy of Reverb Junkies and also a lot of tons of great surf music and instrumental music. Hope you enjoy. Again, these are the Space Cossacks.